Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Ayin Test. The Gemara on Amud Beis, 15 lines down at the two dots, brings a memory of Rav. Rav said, "D'chsostos harei kiklaf, maklaf kaisven olav tefillin, after chsostos kaisven olav tefillin." Although the pashtos of our Mishnah seem to indicate that you write tefillin on klaf, Rav says that you can write tefillin on the chsostos also, not only on klaf. Asks the Gemara, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, klaf, the Mishnah says that the size klaf that a person is chayav on for tzah on Shabbos is it has to be the amount that you could write a small parsha of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. The smallest parsha that you write in your tefillin is Shema Yisrael, and that's what you need in order to be chayav for tzah on Shabbos, which seems to say that you could only write, you only use klaf to write tefillin. Because if you use klaf to write mezuzah, then you shouldn't be chayiv until you carry out a bigger shir, because klaf could also be used to write mezuzah, which is bigger than tefillin. The Gemara says, l'mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah, although it's permitted to write tefillin on dechsostos, since it's a mitzvah to write it on klaf, so normally a person is going to use a klaf for tefillin and not for mezuzah, and therefore you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos, even if you carry out a piece of klav which is small enough to only contain the parasha k'tanah shebet tefillin which is Shema Yisrael. The Gemara asks, Toshma, halacha l'moshe misinai tefillin ala klav o mezuzah al dechsostos. The Brisa says, it's halacha l'moshe misinai, that tefillin is written on klav, and mezuzah is written on dechsostos. Klav b'mokim basar, and dechsostos b'mokim seyer. Klav, the place on the klav where you write that tefillin is b'mokim basar, the side that faces the basar, which is the inner side. Dechsostos b'mokim sayer, dechsostos, you write it on the outer side, which is b'mokim sayer. Al-Kulpanim, you see in this braisa, so again, that tefillin is written on klaf, and mezuzah is on dechsostos. Not like Rav says that tefillin is written on dechsostos. Again, the Gemara says, l'mitzvah, it's only l'mitzvah, but b'di'eved, you could also write your tefillin on dechsostos. Vatanya asks the Gemara, it says in the braisa, shina pasul, that if you mishana, it's pasul. So I can say it's a l'mitzvah. Answer the Gemara on mezuzah. This that it says, Shina Pasul is only on mezuzah, but tefillin, even if you mishane, meaning you write the tefillin on the sustos, it's also going to be kosher. Vatanya asks the Gemara, Shina Bazeh Bazeh Pasul. It says on both on tefillin and on mezuzah, Shina Bazeh Bazeh Pasul. Answer the Gemara, no. Idividi on mezuzah. They're both going on mezuzah. Vahad de kasvinu aklaf b'mokim seyar. One is where you wrote on klaf b'mokim seyer, not klaf b'mokim basar, like it says in the Braisa. Inami, at the chsostos b'mokim basar, or you wrote on the chsostos b'mokim basar, now like it says in the Braisa, the chsostos b'mokim seyer. That's the Gemara. I want to share with you a Beis HaLevi. It's Ala Teira. At the end, after he finishes writing all his pieces Ala Teira, he has drushes. And the first drush is a kuntres b'hilchas stam. A kuntres in halachas of stam. And on page Kuf Tzadikhes and the new ones, he makes a fascinating diuk in Rashi over here and makes a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis with an afkamina ladina. If you look in Rashi Dibra Maschil, Had the Kosav, a klaf, a filu mokim seyar, so Rashi's going back on the Gemara. The Gemara brought this braisa that says, Halach l'moshe misinai tefillin ala klaf u mezuzah al dechsostos, klaf b'mokim basar and dechsostos b'mokim seyar. So there are two parts to this braisa. The first part of the braisa is that tefillin has to be written on klaf, and the mezuzah has to be written on dechsostos. Then the braisa says that klaf, the part of klaf that you write on, is b'mokim basar, facing the basar. And dechsostos, the part of dechsostos that you write on, the side of dechsostos that you write on, is b'mokim seyer, the side that faces the seyer. Now the Gemara says, a little bit further on, that if you mishane b'zeh u'bazeh, it's pasul. That means it's going on mezuzah, the Gemara explains. By a mezuzah, if you mishane from klaf, instead of writing b'mokim basar, you write a b'mokim seyer. And the chsostos, instead of writing a b'mokim seyer, you write a b'mokim basar, that's pasul. Now Rashi says, Had the kosav a klaf afilu b'mokim seyer, v'kol shekein b'mokim basar. This, that it says, that if you write on klaf b'mokim seyer, that it's pasul, kol shekein b'mokim basar. Kol shekein, if you write on klaf, b'mokim basar. If you write a mezuzah on klaf b'mokim basar, it's also going to be puzzle. Rashi explains why. The hilchasa mezuzah b'mokim sar. Rashi says this braisa holds that the halacha l'moshe misinai, the mezuzah has to be written b'mokim sar. And if you write it on the chsustos b'makim basar, then it's going to be pasul. So again, Rashi says this, that it says in the Gemara that if you write it on klaf b'makim sar, it's pasul. Kol shekein, if you write it on klaf b'makim basar, it's also going to be pasul. Asks the Beis Halevi an unbelievable question. Beis Halevi asks, why is it a kol shekein? Where is mezuzah supposed to be written l'chatchila? Mezuzah is supposed to be written l'chatchila on the chsostos. B'diyavet, or at this point of the Gemara that it's pasul, the Gemara says that if you write it on klaf, it's pasul. Now, a mezuzah that's supposed to be written on the chsostos, which side of the chsostos is a person supposed to write on l'chatchila? The Braisa says, you're supposed to write a mezuzah on the chsostos, and where is the chsostos supposed to be written on? The mokim sar. So now that he wrote it, b'mokim klaf, where's klaf supposed to be written? When you write on klaf, the place that you're supposed to write on klaf is b'mokim basar. So if I'm going to tell you that you wrote your mezuzah on klaf, not on the chsostos, but you wrote it b'mokim basar, how many things did you do wrong? You did one thing wrong. Instead of writing a mezuzah on the chsostos, you wrote it on a klaf. But once you're writing on a klaf, where's the proper place to write on a klaf? B'mokim basar. So why is Rashi saying that if I wrote it on a klaf, b'mokim seyar, it's pasul? Kolshkein b'mokim basar. Why is it a kolshkein? If you write it on a klaf, b'mokim seyar, you did two things wrong. You wrote it on a klaf, it's supposed to be written on the chsostos. And second of all, you wrote it in the wrong place on the klaf. The klaf is supposed to be written b'mokim basar. So how could Rashi say kolshkein b'mokim basar? L'chayra, if I write it on the klaf, the mokim seyar, I did two things wrong. If I do mokim basar, there's only one thing wrong. So why? What's the kolshkein? Azay frekti Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, you have to learn the braisa differently. It must be that when the braisa says, first of all, halacha l'moshe misinai tefillin ala klaf u'mezuzah ala duchsostos, that's one halacha l'moshe misinai. And the second halacha l'moshe misinai, that klaf b'mokim basar and the chsostos b'mokim seyar, is not halacha l'moshe misinai like the pashtas that we're learning the braisa, that the place to write klaf is b'mokim basar and the place to write on the chsostos is b'mokim sar. No. Klaf meaning to halacha l'moshe misinai and tefillin. Tefillin not only has to be written on klaf, it also has to be on basar. The chsostos, not only does the mezuzah have to be written on the chsostos, it also has to be written on b'mokim sar. Comes out that if a person writes a mezuzah on a klaf, not b'mokim sar, he's doing two things wrong. First of all, he's writing on a klaf, and second of all, he's writing on a basar. He's supposed to be writing his mezuzah b'mokim sar. That means both tefillin and mezuzah have two halachah l'moshe misinais. First of all, the tefillin has to be written on klaf, second of all, on basar, and mezuzah, first of all, has to be written on the chsostos, and second of all, mokim sar. And if I switch what it's written on, but I leave it in the proper side, I do b'mokim basar, mokim sar, I only did one thing wrong. And there's an achmina lahalacha. Lahalacha we paskin that a mezuzah could also be written on klaf. But which side of klaf should write the mezuzah on? Beis Halevi says, according to Rashi, it should come out that if I write my mezuzah on klaf, which halachically is permissible, I must write it b'mokim sar. Because sar is a halacha l'moshe misinai in a mezuzah, not in the chsostos. Beis Halevi says that Tosfos says, lahed you not like this. Tosfos says, di b'hamaskel idi v'idi a mezuzah, hada kasva. He asks him, toimer, am I like omer, idi v'idi a tefillin? Why can we say that the idi v'idi pasul is going on tefillin? And what are the two things? First of all, klaf b'mokim sar. He wrote klaf b'mokim sar. V'duchsustos b'mokim basar. And he also wrote on duchsustos b'mokim basar. Those are the two things he did wrong. The Beis Halevi says that according to Rashi, Tezus kasha is not a kasha. Because if we're talking about tefillin, tefillin is supposed to be written on klaf. And also, as halacha l'moshe misinai, it's supposed to be written b'mokim basar. So Tezus can't ask that idi v'idi at tefillin, klaf b'mokim sar, v'duchsustos b'mokim basar. Because according to Rav, that I'm allowed to write my tefillin on duchsustos, so duchsustos b'mokim basar is not a problem. Because that's where it's supposed to be written. If I'm allowed to write my tefillin on duchsustos, then the proper place for it is b'mokim basar. So it's not possible to say that shina b'zeh b'zeh is going on tefillin, according to Rashi. Taisus that asked the kasha must learn kipshutai, that if you're going to be writing your tefillin on duchsustos, then it has to be b'mokim sar, because the chsostos needs sar, and klaf needs basar. They're not halacha l'moshe m'sinai in tefillin and mezuzah. Like Rashi says, that tefillin always has to be on basar, and mezuzah always has to be on tzar. And the Beis Halevi says, like we mentioned before, that according to Tosfos, if I'm going to write my mezuzah on klaf, where does it have to be? It has to be on the place where klaf is supposed to be, on basar. And the Beis Halevi says it's tzarich iyun. Why, when the Pesukim bring down this halacha, that a person can write his mezuzah on klaf, he doesn't mention this machlekes Rashi on Tosfos, where it should be written. That according to Rashi, when he writes it on the klaf, he has to write it mokim sar dafka. And according to Tosfos, it has to be tafka b'mokim basar. Have a wonderful day.